in lane 1, Oregon State. Lane 2, Wisconsin. Lane 3, California. Lane 4, Washington. Lane 5, Drexel. In lane 6, Rutgers. This is the grand final of the men's freshman 4. And go. We have a start for the grand final men's freshman 4. All boats are off the state boat and on the charge. As the bell balls pull level with our launch, I will call our early leader just off the start. Who can get the most pump? Right now, it looks like lanes 2, 3, and 4 push their decks up. Decks up in the first 15 strokes. We have Wisconsin, California, and Washington. Everybody's still right in this for any placement, though. Lanes 1, 5, and 6, Oregon State, Drexel, and Rutgers are tightly packed in there within half a length. Those decks just shot out together. And as I look across, 250 meters in, Washington, the Huskies from Washington, have taken a lead. They are 3 seats over Cal, who is 3 seats over Wisconsin. Tied with Wisconsin for third right now is Drexel University, who is sitting half a seat over Rutgers. Washington at your early leader, and Cal second. Cal and Wisconsin and Drexel tied for third still as we approach the 500-meter mark. The Huskies from Washington have pressed 3/4 of a length open. Their deck is on Cal's deck. 500 meters in, the Huskies are leading the Bears, and then back over to the Badgers. The Badgers have now moved 2 seats up on Drexel. I haven't mentioned Oregon State, and what I see is their bow ball on the stern deck of Wisconsin. Oregon State is in 6th. Rutgers has moved 2 seats ahead of Drexel. Drexel is now back into 5th place. Rutgers in 4th. As we approach 700 meters in, Washington has opened up water. They have just a seat of open water. Cal is pressing to stay in contact with the Huskies. Cal is 3/4 of a length up on Wisconsin, who is currently sitting 2 feet up on Drexel in 3rd. And Rutgers has fallen back to level with Drexel, so they're tied for a 4th. Oregon State holds their bell ball in contact with the 4th and 5th place tie here between Drexel and Rutgers. Judge Washington Huskies are leading this pack by open water, passing the boathouse. We have open water lead by the Huskies. Cal back 2 feet open water with Wisconsin 3/4 of a length back from Cal in 3rd place. With 900 meters to go, I'm going to pass it over to Fred to call the rest of this race. I call the Huskies in the lead right now by open water.
Okay, here we go, Mary. You're right, the big dogs are out front. They're looking comfortable. We'll get a rating check here. It looks like about 33.5. Cal a bit higher. Right on the money, 33.5 without a watch. I called it. Cal about 34.5. They're open water back. 34 for Cal. Wisconsin running a strong 3rd as they go through the 1,000-meter pole. Then over to lane 6. Looks like Rutgers having a nice charge here in the middle 1,000. Rutgers has come up to 4th, and they're challenging Wisconsin. Oregon State slightly 2 seats up on Drexel. See what Rutgers is rating here. 35.5 for Rutgers. So they took a flutter there, and it worked. It brought him back in, but right now the dogs from Seattle are loving it. They're way out front. They're sitting up tall, driving that Pocock shell down the Cooper River, and it's going to be tough for Cal to catch them because Cal is overrating Washington right now, and the dogs just having their day here. 34 for Cal. So not they plenty of room to go up, but open water for Washington. Then it's back to 3rd, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a full length back of Cal. Rutgers and Oregon State very tight for 4th. Call it level. And then Drexel starting to make a move here about 800 meters to go. Wow. Look at those Huskies from Seattle. They are out there now, almost a half a length open water. Big, rangy two-man. He must be 6'6", 6'7", pushing the boat down the river. California working hard, a little bit choppier rhythm, a little bit shorter, and that's the difference. The Washington Huskies are just long and relaxed, and it's easy to do that when you're out front. Open water now between Cal and Wisco. Wisco 34. Washington and Cal are just rowing away from the rest of the field. Wisconsin turning over 34. Rutgers has come up nicely now on the outside. Wisconsin bumped to 36. And Rutgers is having a good row in lane 6. They're come up and they're going to challenge Wisconsin for third. Then it's open water back to Oregon State and Drexel. Drexel caught some water on the starboard side, had a little momentary stop, but they're back up and running. Washington making it look easy. Half a length open, maintain that margin against Cal. Cal throwing strokes at it now, doing whatever they can to get back into it. 35 and a half for Washington. Open water between the first three crews. Rutgers making a charge. I don't think they're going to catch Wisco, but it's a good effort. And Oregon State coming up could challenge Rutgers for that fourth spot. You can hear the crowd noise behind me. Washington almost has this national championship wrapped up. Boom, there it is. Huskies are first. Cal second, Wisconsin third, and too close to call between Rutgers and Oregon State. Very close. Probably I would give that to Rutgers, and then Drexel rounds out the field and over to the finish.